Our scripture this morning comes from Matthew, the second chapter, the first 12 verses. Hear now the word of God. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." King Herod heard this and was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where this Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him, and then opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Advent and Christmas is filled with traditions, right? And the way that my family does it is the right way. You have to do everything the right way. Now, my wife has messed it up this year already. She's supposed to have already decorated. Thank God she hasn't. There are things that you're supposed to do at a certain time. There is food that you're supposed to eat during this period of time. There are celebrations you have that have food in them, sometimes on Christmas Eve, and everybody has a seat. And if you don't behave, you will have a name card so that everybody will know where to sit. And the children will know where to sit. And they'll know where not to sit. And you do the right things at the right time. And on Christmas morning, there's traditions. How you open presents, how you behave, what you wear, who you wait on, who you don't wait on, when you eat, how you eat, right? You don't mess with people's traditions. So this morning, well, let me say this. About 6 weeks ago, I found these videos we're watching. And I came into a dilemma. Which order do I show them? Because all the videos are speaking as if it's post after the birth of Jesus. Well, I know that there are some people in here who have the tradition. There is a certain order that you do every Sunday of Advent. And I have messed it up because I didn't know any better, and I put the wise man on the second Sunday of Advent. And your Christmas has been ruined. Because anybody who's anybody knows that the wise man don't come till the Epiphany of Christ, which this year or next year will be January the 2nd. That's Epiphany Sunday. And Epiphany is January the 6th, the 13th day after Christmas. Now, I also know that there are people who were my pastor when I was a child and a youth, and also ministers of music in my life, who are turning over in their grave because the wise man came so early. There are those who are upset because we are singing Christmas carols before Christmas. You don't do that. Anybody who knows what you're doing know that you don't start singing Christmas carols to Christmas Eve. And you sing them for 12 days and then you stop. And all you people who know no better, you start playing them at Labor Day. or if you can wait a little bit longer, Halloween. There are these traditions. And what I know about traditions is every tradition I've ever had is no longer a tradition. Nothing about Christmas doesn't have problem. Everything in Christmas has a problem. It really does. When I was at St. Mark in Augusta, they had a manger scene. And their thing that you could not do was put baby Jesus in the manger until Christmas Eve. You also couldn't put the wise men in the manger scene until Epiphany. So he was on there for one day. You would be surprised the number of people who would come up to me and children who would come up to me and say, somebody stole Jesus. Where are the wise men? They hadn't got here yet. They got lost. They put in the wrong coordinates. But nothing about Christmas makes sense. The Jews began prophesying 700 years before the birth of Jesus about the Messiah. They were all looking for, even to the days of Jesus' life and ministry, they were looking for a Messiah that looked like David. It didn't happen. King David, about all we can say for Jesus, that he was of the same tribe of Judah, just like David. But Mary, she was not royal. She was not regal. Joseph was a carpenter, a craftsman. He would not have married someone above him, neither would Mary. They don't look like what the Jewish people were looking for, and certainly Jesus didn't. And you know that God would not have made the mistake of sending the angels. This would have been a mess up on putting the address in wrong. When the angels went to the shepherds in a field and shared the good news with them. No one would have trusted the good news with a shepherd. They're the most dishonest people in the world. How could you trust someone like them to share the most important message ever in the world? And we wonder why the Jewish people missed Jesus. They're still looking for the Messiah. And when Jesus comes back, there's going to be a press conference made up of Jews and Christians. And the question that they will ask is this your first time here or did you come back? Because people are either looking for his second return or his coming the first time. People have missed it. And if it's not bad enough for Jesus to pick, God to pick the people that he picked to be in Jesus' life, then he had the audacity, God had the audacity to show up for these magi, Gentiles, from of all places, the East, from Iran. Surely God wouldn't have done that. He messed up every tradition you could possibly have. If we were writing the script, we wouldn't have included any of those people. Why would God do that? Why would he? Because Jesus is for everybody. He was sent for the unlovable. The people that are on the inside, the people who are on the outside, the people that look like us, the people who don't look like us. Jesus came for everybody. And then you have the Magi. The Magi. I love the video because we can relate so well to the Magi in the video. He was educated. Can you imagine being so educated and so observant that these guys sat out, laid out in a field somewhere at night and watched the stars and figured out that even though it looks chaotic, there is order there. There are constellations, there are maps, there is something that's true and that you can always count on right there, that star, the North Star. There, oh, there's the Big Dipper. Whoa, that's something new. I haven't seen that before. To have the logic and the knowledge of understanding to the place where nothing can surprise me. I've watched, I've examined, I've seen the ways of the world, and I know how they work. We need to figure out what that is, because I want to make sure that A plus B still equals C. Aren't we the same way? That wise man did not know he needed a Savior, a Messiah. He was too smart, too intelligent, too educated. And sometimes I wonder, aren't we like him? You see, you don't know who I am. If you knew who I am, you would know that I don't need a Savior. You don't know where I've been in my life. You wouldn't believe all the countries I have been to, the places I have seen, the science I've observed. You don't know how smart I am. You wouldn't believe what I made on the SAT. I got into the school, the university. I've got Latin honors. I'm a summa cum laude. You don't know who I work for. You don't know what I've patented. You don't know the jobs I've created. You don't know the bills I've passed. You don't know who you're talking to. Me need a Savior? Me need something that I cannot buy or obtain or pay somebody to give me? Give me a break. I don't need that much of Jesus. I don't need Jesus that much. You see, sometimes in our lives, we don't want any more than what we know. And sometimes we know so little, we don't know what we need. And that's where that wise man was. Because he realized he needed something he did not have, and what that baby could give him, he needed. You see, the wise men were pretty wise. Because in our scripture this morning, we read these things that they did. It says that after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" They asked. In verse 9 it says, "And after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was." They were willing not only to ask, they were willing to seek. And then on coming to the house in verse 11, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped. They knocked. They were willing to ask, they were willing to seek, and they were willing to knock. 30 plus years later, Jesus is on a mountaintop overlooking the Sea of Galilee, preaching the Sermon on the Mount. And the way Matthew records it in verse 7 through 11 of chapter 7, he says, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you shall find, and knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who seeks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened." When they started out, I don't think they knew what to ask for, what to seek for, or what to allow in their heart. But when they saw it, they knew it. And not only did they receive the Prince of Peace, they received what the Prince of Peace can give them. That's the question for us today. Are we too educated, too smart, too experienced, too whatever, to ask, to seek, and to knock? Are we? You see, that's the question. Because Jesus has something that he needs to give us, wants to give us, and that's peace. John chapter 14 says, Jesus says, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." You see, in the days of Jesus, his own people didn't ask and didn't seek and didn't knock. And when he was riding the donkey down the Mount of Olives on his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, he looked across the Kidron Valley at Jerusalem and said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you only knew what would bring you peace." May we be willing to seek the Prince of Peace and know the peace that surpasses all understanding, all knowledge. I hope and pray that we at Kingswood will be willing to ask, seek, and knock and know that peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.